glorious day yesterday, unbelievable day yesterday. Sunshine bringing people out under the into the parks, under the coast, bringing their rubbish with them too. Our council's doing enough to keep public spaces tidy. The journalist Yvette Shapiro doesn't think so. What have you seen, Yvette, out and about in your travels?
Well, morning, Stephen.
Morning.
I take my dog out early in the mornings, and yesterday morning was, could only be described as the council's walk of shame down through Donard Park in Newcastle. I think that's the park that you managed to lock yourself in.
Yes, I got,
one evening.
I did.
Not so long ago. It was absolutely strewn with litter. I took a couple of pictures of the bins there. Absolutely dreadful. You had the fast food detritus that people had left behind them. You had the ice cream cones. You had the bar, those little disposable barbecues piled up. Now, people had made an effort, Stephen. They had brought the items to the bins to put them away. They couldn't get them into the bins because the bins were totally overflowing. And what happens is, at night, this is a very popular holiday resort here in Newcastle. The hot weather has brought hordes of people. They are queued back as far as Dundrum to get into the town. The caravan parks are filled to bursting, so are the B&Bs, all the day trippers here. They like to obviously go to the fast food outlets and the ice cream and the cafes, and the bins just aren't able to cope with it. There used to be, I think, I certainly did this last summer, far more litter pickers from the council around during the day. The problem is, in the evening, that's when people are going to get their tea in the chippies and the burger places. They're coming out, and the bins are simply not coping. They're overflowing at night, and of course the seagulls have an absolute field day because they come out first thing in the morning and they trail what's in the bins out over the pavement. So you come down early in the morning along the promenade or through the parks and you're stepping through the litter. It's a dreadful sight, you know, in a what is a beautiful holiday resort.
You would have thought, though, and maybe they do have some type of contingency plan for when there's going to be extra demand for the bins. In other words, during the summer, when they know people are going to be out and about, that they would maybe empty them twice a day or more regularly than they do, twice a week or whatever it is.
I think they do have flexibility, obviously, in the summer and in the peak times. And you will see the litter pickers going up through the town. You'll see the council van coming up and lifting the rubbish out of the bins. But this morning I chatted to a local cafe owner. This morning he would have pavement tables out, and he has an ice cream store as well. He told me that last night the bins were so bad and overflowing. He was still open here last night at nearly 11 o'clock. And in fact, I was down and past his premises and saw it along with other cafes and fast food outlets, still very busy. He was just so frustrated at the sight of it that he went out himself. He has a few bin bags and he emptied the bins himself, piled it up so at least the bins around his premises would be empty. Now, you know, business owners shouldn't need to be doing that. And I am no expert in council cleansing policy. I'm no expert in how to devise staff rotas. But I do know that when there's a peak time and when there are thousands of visitors to the town, that they need to be stretching out what they're doing. But I've heard from other business people in the town that they're being told that the council does not have the resource that they have cut
well,
back. They don't have the number of people on the ground.
Newry Morne and Down District Council have actually apologised. They've sent a statement through to the Nolan Show. They say that they're sorry for the unsightly appearance of some of our popular tourist areas. They say that they're trying to respond as quickly as possible. They'll continue striving to present the district in a manner that will encourage return visits. So they're admitting there's a problem, basically, by apologising. Look, what we'll do, let's get your sense around Northern Ireland of what it's currently like. 03030 80 55 55. Yvette, thank you very much indeed for bringing that to us. Thank you. There's someone tweeting me this morning saying that they have found needles on a... needles were found by children on a beach in Northern Ireland. We really need to try to get this situation started. Okay, we'll come back to your calls on that too. If you let us know what your beaches and your towns are like. Really popular, obviously, in July. That's a good thing. The good weather, bringing lots more people out. How are the councils, the different councils around Northern Ireland, handling the rubbish problem? And what about the dirt birds that throw the rubbish at their backside in the first place? Let's not forget about that.